Okay, this is Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim. Now the Rambam is going to deal with issues particular to things like the lechem, defect with the lechem that's brought with the Korban Todah or the lechem that's on the Shulchan and the Korban Todah itself. So continuing in the specific kinds of korbanos. So lecha aleph. Shtei lechem lechem apanim v'omer tenufash hosef midasan ochasar kol shu psulos. So the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos, the lechem apanim, which is the bread that was on the Shulchan, and the Omer Tnufa, which is also the Omer that's waved around, the barley offering, if you add or subtract to their measurements, it's possible. Halacha Beis, Chalos Toda, Rukiki Nazir, Shechasru, Ajlo Nizrak Damazeb Apsulim. So when it comes to the bread that's brought with the Korban Toda, or the cake bread that's brought with the Nazir offering, let's say it's missing, what do you call it, the proper measurement, until the Zrika is done, which is the sprinkling of the blood, then it's possible. Mishan Nizrak Damazevak, but let's say the mida changes, the measurement changes after the blood is sprinkled, which is the ikar part of the korban, hazevach aksherin. Then it will be considered, excuse me, mishnah zeh damazevach aksherin. If it's in the time when the blood is sprinkled for the korban, it's kasher. So too, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos with the two kvasim, okay? If they're missing any aspect of them until the point of zrikas dam, the sprinkling of the blood of the keves, of the lambs, it's possible. But from the time that the blood is sprinkled, let's say there was a change in the amount of the shtei lechem, it would still be kasher. So too, as we know that there are two orders of the bread that the way they were placed. If there's anything missing from them until the point where the lavona and the two kalim that are bzichin are burnt, pasul. However, Mishahokter, once that's actually done, once the bowls with the glavona inside are burnt, and then there's a change in the sidarim of the lechem, it would still be considered kosher. However, lachay, aval nesachem shechasru, anytime you have the libations, whether it's the wine or the oil, or the water that are missing, beimishakar, bezebak, bein ashlokar, whether the missing amount is prior or after the essential part of the korban, i.e. the zrika, it's always kosher. What do you do? Beyavin nesachem, acharyam lemlosam. So you bring additional nesachim to replace the missing or change the amount that you first brought. Now, let's say I went ahead and I took my libations, let's say wine, and I was consecrated it in a klisharis, and then the korban becomes pasul. Im nisal b'shchita, okay, let's say the psul emerged at the time of slaughtering the korban. Lo kachru nesachim mikara. Now the nesachim are not considered holy to be brought, being consecrated. But if the psul, the defect, emerges from the point where the blood is accepted from the korban and on, kitru nesachim likar. Now the nesachim are consecrated to be brought. Shein nesachim miskachim likar bel b'shkita zezevach. Because when are the nesachim now designated to be brought as with the korban after the slaughtering of the korban? So what do you do with these nesachim then? Imayashem sham zevach acher zavuach b'osashah. You can bring them up. So what's interesting about the nesachim is you can transfer them over to different korban. So there's another korban undergoing the process of hakrava, you just take these libations and bring it to that one. Let's say there was another korban being brought at that hour. We treat it as if the nesachim were left overnight. And what do you do with the nesachim that are left overnight? You burn them. This all applies to communal offerings, because ultimately, Beis Din essentially is keeping an eye on them. But when it comes to what it called, when it comes to a korban brought by an individual, hare elu lo yikrbu im zevach acher, those nesachim that the individual brought can't be brought with a different korban. V'alpi shizavuach b'osashah, even if it's going to be brought that same hour, ela manichan achiv sublina v'yisufu. Rather, what do? You leave it until it actually becomes possible by staying out overnight, and you burn the libation. Halacha zayin, b'chol zvachim shenizbichu shel l'shman yikrbu nischem. Whenever you take a korban and you makrev it, you bring it as a korban for the wrong intention, okay? Meaning, it was supposed to be brought for an ola and I have in mind to bring it for a shaman. That makes the korban possible, but you would still bring the required nisachim. Lachas, vlad toda tumrasa. Okay, so let's say I have a korban toda, right? So the offspring of a korban toda, as well as an animal that I transfer the kedusha of the toda to, the mafresh todaso, or the case where I separate and designate my korban toda, the avda, and it gets lost. Vifresh acheres tachtea. And what do? I separate another one under to replace it. So if I bring this other one after I had kapara, I had the atonement for the first Toda, there's no requirement to bring lechem with it. The medayin lo kafar ba, but the atonement has not been achieved yet. Right, ohi vivlada, ohi utumrasa. Right, so it's here with the one that's replacing, or it's with his offspring, or the one that exchanged the kedusha for. Omedes, it stands. Hare shnein tzrichin lechem. Both require lechem. Medra amor ben noder toda. This only applies in the case where someone made a neder, a promise to bring a korban toda. About todos nedava. Let's say it's a thanks thing, a pure voluntary, not a neder, but a voluntary korban toda. Chalifasa tumrasa tunu lechem. The replacement one would require lechem. Vivlada ain't tunu lechem, but the offspring case would not require lechem. It doesn't matter if it's before or after the essential zrika part of the korban, which brings about the atonement. Now, let's say I separate out my korban toda and it gets lost. And I separate another korban toda, replace it, and it gets lost. And now a third one, separate. Now I find the first two. Now three of them are ready to go. So the first one I get atoned by. The second one I have to bring, but does not require lechem with it. And shlishis tun lechem, the third one also requires lechem. Let's say he fulfills his obligation with the third one, okay, which is the last one he did. Now the second one, which he found, he doesn't have to bring lechem with. We shown a tun lechem, but the first one would require lechem. If he gets atonement with the middle one, shteyan ainat tunus lechem. The other two, the first and third, would not require lechem with them. Moving on now to money. If a person separates money for a korban toda, the avdo, and he loses the money, and he designates new money and replacing in the place of the other one, and he didn't have the opportunity to buy a new korban toda until he found the first money. So he brings from the money that he set aside, he brings a combination of with putting the funds together, a toda. Bashar yavi b'hen toda, and anything remaining from that funds, he brings another korban toda. No bread is required, but libations are. Let's say a person separates out a korban toda and it gets lost, and then he separates out money in replace of it, and then gets found. He should bring with that money a toda without lechem. If I separate money for a korban toda and it gets lost, and a korban toda is done in replacement of it, but afterwards I find the money. I should bring with the money a toda and its lechem. But the last toda, I should not bring. I should bring as a korban, but not bring lechem with it. If the person says, "Harizu toda, raise lechem," if he says, "This is my korban toda and this is its lechem," avda lechem. If he loses the bread, maybe lechem acher. He brings new bread. Avda hatoda. If he loses the korban toda, maybe toda acheres. He does not bring another korban toda. Because the lechem only comes because of the toda. But you don't bring a toda because of the lechem. Okay. Let's say he separated out money for korban toda. He bought the korban toda, and then he's got leftover money. Maybe behind lechem, he uses that leftover money to buy bread. Let's say he separates it out for money to buy bread, and he has leftover. He does not have to bring money from that, or should not bring money from that to use for a korban toda. Let's say a guy says, this is my korban toda, and it gets mixed up with an animal to where I transfer the kedusha to it. And one of the two dies. You don't know if it was the original one or the tzmura. The one that's remaining, right? There's really no fixing this. Because if I bring lechem with one of them, maybe it's a tzmura, it doesn't require lechem. Maybe below lechem, but if I bring it without lechem, shema atodahi. Maybe this animal is a korban toda that requires lechem. Adikach loti karv zu leolam. Therefore, you can't bring these animals. Rather, what do you do? Ela tira achipo amum. Let it wander the pasture until it develops a blemish. Lach yodale toda should nifrasa chala mechalosea kulam sulos. So, when one of the loaves of bread that's brought with the korban toda, okay, let's say it got broken up into little pieces, everything's possible. Yotza sachala or nitmes. Let's say the lechem was taken out of the base of mikdash or became tamei. Shar chalas ksheres. The other chalas, remember there's 40 total, are still kosher. Nifras lachma or nitma. Let's say the bread was broken, let's say in two or became tamei. O yotza achlo nishchada toda, or was outside the mikdash before the time of shchita for the toda. Maybe lechem achar v'shochet. I could still bring new bread and shech the toda. V'machash nishchad nifras or nitma o yotza. But let's say after the shchita of the korban toda, the bread breaks up or becomes tamei or is taken out of the mikdash. Hadam Yizrok, the blood is sprinkled, Vabasar Yochan, the meat is eaten, Belechem Kulo Pasol, the bread's entirely pasol, Vide Nidro Lo Yatza, and he doesn't fulfill the obligation of his nether. Nizrok Adam, if the blood is sprinkled, Ba'akach Nifras Mixas Alechem, and then afterwards, after Zrika, some of the bread is broken, or Nitzma becomes Tame, or Yatza is taken out of the Mikdash, Torah Mina Shalom Ala Paras. So what does he do? He does dedicates some from the whole on the broken, meaning he brings another korban toda, another lechem toda, umin atar al tameh, the tar on the tameh, umimashim bifnim al shabachutz. Or if it was a case when out of the mikdash, it's bifnim al shabachutz. So you can still bring a replacement in those cases. Halacha says vav tolush nishkada al shmonim chalos. Now remember, you only have to bring 40 for each toda. Let's say I shech my korban toda on 80 loaves. Lo kitchu arbaim misal shmonim. We don't say that 40 became consecrated of the 80. Then Amar, but let's say he said, Yikachu Arbaim Mitok Shmonim. But let's say he said, only 40 of these 80. Moshech Arbaim Mitok Shmonim. So what do? You separate 40 from the 80. Umerim Mehem Achas Mikol Korban. And you separate one from each one for each Korban. Arbaim Mashnios, Yiftu, the 40 remaining, what do? You redeem them. V'yatzu L'chulon. And those 40 loaves are considered non-Mikdash stuff. Lach Dezayin HaShogritz HaTodah. If a person shechs a Korban Todah, Baya Lachma Chutz L'chomotz Beis Pagi, Lo Kiddush Alechem. And let's say the bread was located outside of the base pagi area, the lechem does not automatically be consecrated. It has to be near the lechem, the korban toda. Avim haya chutz lazara, let's say it was outside the base of mikdash area, kiddush lechem, the lechem is mekadesh, api shein lefnim, even though it's not inside. Let's say shech the animal prior to, in other words, the bread's being baked in the oven, and let's say the dough part had not become hard yet in the oven. Even if all of them are basically almost bread except for one, lo kiddush lechem. All the lechem has to be done prior to being sanctified. Finally, lach yudches shachta v'nifsla b'shchitasa b'machshev esman machshev esmakom kiddush lechem. So if I shech the korban toda and the time of shechting it, I had the wrong, let's say, time or place in mind, the lechem still becomes consecrated. Nimses balas mumu trefo sheshachta l'shal shma. Let's say it turns out the animal has a blemish in it, or it's a trefa, it's going to die. Or shechted it for the wrong korban. Lechem does not become consecrated. So too, the same lechem applies to the el nazir that has lechem brought with it. That ends Parak Yud Beis, and we'll pick up Parak Yud Gimel tomorrow.